Jerry Bader, show 924. I don't know that I'm ready for... I am really ready for grandkids. But I hope that I have grandkids. I obviously hope I live to see them. But I want to tell my children to tell their children. It's just... teach your kids that they should live long enough for this global warming crap to be debunked. Because I'm not going to. I'm pretty sure I'm not going to. They'll just keep... Now, if I live to be 80, just think about this. If I live to be 80, which, you know, Jason, that's only 27 years. Kind of scary when you put it that way. I mean, I remember 27 years, it's just, I was in the working world. Kind of scary, but anyway, that'll be 2041. You think it'll be debunked by then, or will they? They'll still be pushing it off into the 22nd century. I honestly think that's what they're going to do. Last night, and I mentioned this because I know it was a big hit with the conservative talk radio audience. Last night marked the return of 24. It's a very different 24. Two-hour premiere. It's really, it's a 12-episode event. They still have the clock that matches up. By the way, this has never happened before. Jason, you have Dish, right? You don't have DirecTV. You have DirecTV. Has this ever happened to you? It didn't record the first 7 minutes. I was really hacked off. Because my wife and I went shopping, came back, and we did some other things, and I'm just like, what? So I missed the first 7 minutes, but I was able to piece it together. A listener just pointed out he thought it was predictable. Yeah, it is really predictable. At least elements of it were very predictable. They set something up to be dramatic. I won't give away too much because I know some of you may have not seen it. Jack's been on the run for 4 years since the series ended. This opens with him easily being captured. It's clear he allowed himself to be captured. Why he allowed himself to become captured becomes, especially in the first hour, A little less in the second hour. But in the first hour, it was very predictable. I will tell you, this is a very different 24. Jack is still trying to save the world, but he's trying to do it as an outlaw. I will also tell you that, in my opinion, based on the first hour, the bad guys have changed. Now, a lot of people don't realize this. The first season of 24 was developed and produced before 9/11. People look back at that revisionist history-wise and think that it was inspired by 9/11. That's actually not true. But terrorists were the bad guy. You know who the bad guy is? Jason, take a guess. Who do you think the bad guy, and by bad guy, I mean group of people, are? The GOP, no, it hasn't flipped that far. It's not a political party. But it's an entity that has been in the news that, depending on your belief system, you think they are dangerous to America. Tea Party movement, no, good guess, though. One more guess. And I found this very interesting. Ranchers, that was funny. You're not serious, but that was actually quite good. That was one of your better ones, actually. WikiLeaks, who's the other guy? Not Julian Assange and WikiLeaks, but who's the other big? I can't think of his name now. Snowden. Yeah. Edward? Is that his first name? Whatever. Snowden. Yeah, those who give up our secrets. That's really the bad guy. I found that kind of interesting. I'm definitely going to hang with it. It's only 12 episodes, and so that means now they did a two-hour premiere, which means there's only 10 more hours to watch, so I'm probably in for the full 12 hours. All right, don't go anywhere. In the next half hour, we will get to the Mary Burke story that you're not going to want to miss. It's 9:29.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roofs.